Bible reading number 1. Genesis 1, verses 1 through 25. How the world began. In the beginning, God created the universe. The earth was not organized, and it was without structure. Darkness covered the deep like a blanket. God's Spirit was hovering over the surface of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God could see the light, that it was good. God made a distinction between the light and the darkness. He named the light day, and he named the darkness night. The first full day ended here. After that, God said, "Let there be some room in the water. Let it separate the water." Then God made room. He made a separation in the water, above and below the space, and it took place. God named the space sky. The second full day ended here. Next, God said, "Let the water below the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it happened. God named the dry part land, and he named the water, which was together, ocean. God could see that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land start to produce all kinds of plant life. All vegetation must make seed, and every type of fruit tree on earth must yield its fruit after its species." And it occurred. The land did produce plant life, every kind of vegetation making its own seed after its species, and every type of fruit tree reproducing itself after its species. And God could see that it was good. The third full day ended here. Then God said, "Let there be lights in space, the sky, to distinguish between day and night, and let these lights be markers for time, seasons, years, and days. Also, let them shine in space, the sky, upon the earth." And so it was. Then God made the two great lights. The stronger light governed the daytime, and the weaker light governed the nighttime. Also, he made the stars. God placed them in space, the sky, to shine upon the earth, to govern the daytime and the nighttime, and to distinguish the light from the darkness. And God could see that it was good. The fourth full day ended here. Then God said, "Let the water abound with all kinds of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the open sky." And God created huge creatures of the sea and every type of living, moving creature which swarms in the water. Each species reproduced itself. God also created every kind of bird which reproduced itself. And God could see that it was good. He blessed them all. He said to the marine life, "Be fertile, increase in number, and spread throughout the ocean." God also said, "And let the birds multiply over the earth." The fifth full day ended here. After that, God said, "Let the land produce all types of animal life, livestock, crawling things, and every kind of wild animal. Each must reproduce its own species." And it was done. God made every kind of wild animal, livestock, and crawling thing, each according to its own species. And God could see that this was good.